This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes you move things around, folks. Looks like we might have breaking news coming out of Colorado. Coach Prime getting a big extension. We're going to reach out to Coach Prime for comment. But right now, got to talk to a Terp. Peter Rosenberg joins us from New York. Rosenberg Radio on all the social media, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Oh, man. Been a busy little period, but I'm surviving. I'm here, and happy to be with you, buddy.
Well, dude, I appreciate it. I know you got voice stuff. You got a lot going on, so we can keep this quick. I did just want to terp to a terp. I mean, we can talk basketball. We can talk coaching. Did you watch last night?
Oh, yeah. I very much watched last night. I have been on daddy duty by myself the last few days, but I still watched last night, of course. It was a bummer of a game, for sure. But it's one of those ones you walk away from just going, well, we lost to a better team. I don't feel like, you know, particularly robbed in the game. It is frustrating because they were so in the game in the first half. So to end up with like 12 minutes left and the game's basically slipping completely out of grasp is frustrating. But I don't really know where to pinpoint any particular annoyance except, well Florida is better, and, right. And that is what happened. So my annoyance ends up being around the noise outside of the team, more so than anything that happened in the game.
Yeah, dude, I'm not mad at the game. Florida's loaded. Maryland shot selection, they could have rebounded better. There's a lot of things they could have done better in the second half of that game. But in general, I think it was a good season, and they lost to a better team. So, like, of the purely on-court things, that's kind of my synopsis. It's the stuff surrounding the last couple weeks that have driven me crazy. And maybe you being a little bit more removed, hosting a radio show in New York, you're probably talking more about St. John's than Kevin Willard. But, like, how much have you noticed? When did it get on your radar? How do you feel about all of it?
Well, no, it's been on my radar the whole time. It's not huge news here, obviously, although, you know, I've brought it up some because I think it's an interesting story generally, and I think it's a story that is sort of quintessential of college sports right now, college basketball in particular, whether you're a Maryland fan or not. It was super irritating. It's just, you know, if you look at, you know, people like us, for example, guys in our 40s went to Maryland, were there for the glory. Listen, I was so satisfied with 2002. I don't even like, you know, the Terps are not the Commanders in terms of my desperation to win. Like, it still feels recent enough. But the reality is it had been 9 years since a Sweet 16, and you finally get there, and to have the conversation be, our coach is going to be gone, and everybody knows it, and it's kind of playing out right now, was so sloppy I'd say the only silver lining for it for me, JP, was it made me feel good riddance about Willard in the first place.
Yeah, was it right away, as soon as he starts airing out the dirty laundry with the AD and everything, that it's you're out on Willard? Or is it something that, okay, I was fine at that point, but then some of the extra stuff afterwards, now I'm out? Where were you, you know, from the beginning on this?
I was super irritated at the beginning, but then the fact that there were, like, rumors flying around the day before the Sweet 16, that sent me to the next place. Like,
I'm with you, dude.
I was kind of like, these things happen. I don't like it, but it happens. But when I heard the day before that there's all this stuff being said, I'm like, wait a second. Sweet 16s are not guaranteed. Like,
it's been 10
unless
years.
Unless you're Gonzaga, like, you don't go to the Sweet 16 every year, or, you know, or Duke. So the idea that, you know, not just for Maryland, but for Kevin Willard to be in the Sweet 16 with a really talented team, like a team who generally I think the nation kind of looked at and said, why not them? To be there with that team and be so worried about what is your next career move, it really makes you feel like, oh man, am I ever going to care about this sport in a deep way again?
Yeah, dude, for me, I'm not even mad at Willard. Like, well, let me separate some things. I am not mad at him wanting the Villanova job. I can wrap my brain around the sure. Why. Big East, you get all the money going to basketball. You don't have to worry about all the money going to football and kind of the fight between the two of them, right? Like, I can understand it. But the way he handled it, and the moment where I got mad, honestly, was he had been so honest and forthright, and I really thought that was a way to try to leverage this situation to get everything he wanted at Maryland. And as I've been told, the sources I know in College Park, they gave him everything he wanted, and then he said, nah, it's still not good. And he wanted Nova. And when he finally didn't answer one of the questions and decided to it was funny the way he handled it. He got asked about the NIL and the job and everything. He's like, yeah, we really got to stop that Florida guard, Clayton. He's really good. That moment was when I was like, all right, you're out. And, dude, I made this analogy on Twitter last night, and a lot of people were concerned about my personal life. It was an analogy, folks. If you're married to someone and they tell you they're not sure they're in, then they're out. And he has now repeatedly been unsure that he's in which case you're out. There's no, you can't half step commitment.
Right. That's a really good way of putting it. And it's nonsense. I'm sorry. The whole thing around Maryland and money and the NIL money going to their football program that sucks instead of their basketball program that could compete.
Yeah.
I double agree with it. I mean, number one, because I prefer basketball. Number two, because I truly don't like at Maryland, I truly care 10 times more about basketball than football. Always have. And so I get it. But when you hear the fact that they were going to do what he needed and he wanted to leave anyway, it reminds you, like, these guys aren't telling – they're just not telling the truth.
Not telling
the truth. They very often just don't tell the truth. Villanova's a bigger program. They have not been able to fill the shoes of Jay Wright, and I want to get to do that. You're not going to, by the way. I'm sorry, Kevin Willard. He's a lot of things. He's not the next Jay Wright. I'm sorry. I mean, did anybody hear – confuse him with that level of in-game coach? I don't think that's ever been a thought. So it'll be cute. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes, but I don't think that's going to happen. But to me, the idea of kind of just being so focused elsewhere, as if Sweet 16s with talent like this come along. I don't even know how long I don't know how often Derek Queen level talent comes along. So the idea that you would just kind of be like, oh, whatever, to me, that says a lot about him. And, yeah, it's frustrating. It's an indictment on the whole athletic department, frankly, too. So it sucks that this is such a cool thing. One of the coolest moments, I mean, the actual winner was so cool in the second round.
Yeah.
And then to have it be this is the conversation is a bummer.
Do you think that with all of this, assuming Willard's gone and they hire a new coach, whoever it may be, whether it's Buzz or whoever your choice is,
you know,
do you think it actually is going to create change in the program, or do you think it's going to be new guy comes in and has the same issues?
Well, we'll know a lot based on who they end up getting. Because if they end up getting someone who's not a marquee name, which they probably won't be, my guess is they will not take the big strides. If somehow they end up in a conversation where they have an opportunity to pull someone big who requires that, then maybe they end up still going with the promises they were reportedly ready to make to Willard. But if they don't do that, no. I mean, and by the way, they might view it as, eh, we're losing half this team anyway. We'll just start over. Well, so he kind of double screwed us. If in fact they were really willing to do it at that point because they wanted to keep him, they might not do it again with someone else. It could go. If this year could be a complete aberration. And it was the most I've been into the tournament in so long. So, irritated.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I got a couple names for you, Peter. Talking to our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Check out his litany of work between podcasts and shows and WWE. A Terp and a Redskin fan just like me, just like you, whoever's out there listening, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Buzz Williams. How you feel about Buzz Williams?
I don't feel anything special in my loins.
Okay. How do you feel about keeping Willard? Do you think there's a world where Willard can stick around?
I would say it feels like the milk is out of the udder here. I wouldn't say that's complete. Like, I wouldn't be thrilled to keep him. I don't think it's likely they would keep him. But I would be happy in that world if they ended up meeting all of the promises for Willard.
Yeah.
Because that's probably a bigger deal.
The administration's part of the problem, too. Like, the people that aren't doing what there needs to be done are also part of this problem. I will say, as a local television sportscaster, it'd be a little difficult for me to unsay some of the things I've said. But whatever, we'll deal with that should we need to.
Exactly. You'll be fine.
I got two names. And I think these might get to your loins, Peter. I don't want to speak for your loins, but what about Dwayne Simpkins? Got AU into the tournament in just his second season. Terp.
I love Dwayne Simpkins. Was not aware, frankly, of his credentials. But given the history, that could be appealing. But again, is that something that I'm like, they're backing up the Brinks truck for the NIL program because they have Dwayne Simpkins? Doubt it.
I got one more name. This is my This is my one seed. I don't think this is going to happen, but it's my one seed. Sarunas Yesikavicius.
Where is Yesikavicius?
Yo, he's the head coach at Fenerbahce in Turkey, and they're nasty. And he's won everywhere he's been a coach all over Europe, and you get this Euro pipeline to College Park. They got direct flights to Istanbul out of BWI.
Is this actually being discussed, or you've gone completely rogue?
It's being discussed here on this program, especially because B-Mitch is gone for the day where I kind of just get to go nuts.
Oh, you know, listen, I find it probably more appealing than like a generic college name. Like, give me something completely off the wall wouldn't expect, but it's just a winner. It's something.
Sarunas, baby. You'll laugh at this. I am actually trying to back channel my way to getting his phone number. And so far, getting a lot of dead ends, but I'm not giving up yet.
God, I had not heard his name in so long. Wow.
That'd be something. If it happens, by the way, JP gets all the credit.
Everybody laughed at Dion going to Colorado. Just saying. Try something different.
Yeah, right when they're having the Dion Colorado conversation, they always have the Yessa Cavages to Maryland conversation.
Dude, look up his resume. He wins everywhere he's been in Europe. I don't know that you leave Istanbul for the Maryland job. That's just the truth.
But then there's that.
Good luck with that baby girl, man.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for making time. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Can we count him on the Yessa Cavages bandwagon?
I feel like he's on board, yeah.
He was at least interested.
Yeah, he's more interested than probably it sounded like Simpkins.
Yeah, which I am also very cool with Dwayne. I want to be clear. And I feel like I'm the only one saying that, too.
I like Dwayne.
That's two of us. How do you feel about Yessa Cavages?
Less than Simpkins, but I don't mind it.
Say yes to Yessa Cavages.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.